As a teacher, I like questions. They're valuable in the experience of learning. Asking a question, searching for truth, searching for understanding. But questions can also be a great obstacle to faith. Someone has said a fool can ask 10,000 questions that a wise man can't answer. Well, I don't know if that's true, but I do know that many people who do not want to believe or do not want to receive something will begin raising a cloud of questions, one after another, not satisfied with any answer. Sometimes we use those questions to avoid doing God's will. Well, I don't know if it's God's will. How is this going to work out? I need to have an answer about this, or I have to have an answer about that, that no one can really answer, and God does not answer for us sometimes, and so we just sit where we are in a confused and sometimes frightened state, not going ahead, not doing the will of God, not learning about Him, or not coming to faith at all. John the Baptist's father asked that kind of a question that was a question full of doubt. It's when the angel came to him and announced to him while Zacharias was in the temple that Elizabeth, his wife, would conceive and bear a child, and she should call his name John, and he would prepare the way for Jesus. There's not much a teacher can do with a student that really wants to persist in this kind of behavior, asking all these questions, question, 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 and never really seeking the truth. Listen to the doubtful question of Zacharias. It's in Luke, the first chapter. We'll begin with the 11th verse. And there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord, standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said unto him, Fear not, Zacharias, for your prayer is heard, and your wife Elizabeth shall bear you a son, and you shall call his name John. And you shall have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth, for he shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Spirit, even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God. And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. And Zacharias said unto the angel, Whereby shall I know this? For I am an old man, and my wife is well stricken in years. And the angel answering said unto him, I am Gabriel, that stand in the presence of God, and am sent to speak unto you, and to show you these glad tidings. And behold, you shall be mute, and shall not be able to speak, until the day that these things shall be performed, because you believe not my words, which shall be fulfilled in their season. And the people waited for Zacharias, and marveled that he tarried so long in the temple. And when he came out, he could not speak to them. And they perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple, for he beckoned to them, and remained speechless. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you for the word you gave to Zacharias. I thank you for the word that you've given to each of us through the Bible and through godly teachers and through sermons, and how in your own way you have come to us and let us know your will for our lives. Sometimes we just raise question after question after question that can't be answered. I pray that you would help us, O Lord, and give us grace that we may do your will, the will that we know to do. And would you fill me with the knowledge of your will again and give me the grace to follow it in instant obedience, so that my mouth may speak forth your glory and that my life will show forth the image of Christ? I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.